Okay, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson with the Qumran Report, sitting out of here at this very important veteran meet and greet. And who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Irene Cruz.
Irene, you are a veteran, right?
Yes, I'm a 6-year Marine Corps veteran.
A jarhead, as they call it.
That's right.
Yeah, I was in the Marines myself way back in the day, during the Vietnam period. Tell me about, are you working with one of these veteran organizations also?
Well, actually, I'm in the American Legion. I am one of the Veteran Affairs and Rehabilitation Commissioners for the state, as well as for the Los Angeles County Council. I am the Vice Commander representing women veterans.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What is the biggest challenge? What do you think the biggest challenge of a veteran transitioning from the military back to civilian life?
Knowing where to go to get resources.
Is this for male and female?
Male and female. The females have an added challenge with respect to housing, particularly if they have children. And medical issues, because sometimes the different VA facilities don't supply the treatment that they need.
Now, how about you think they have an extra challenge in relationship to children? Is that different between male and female?
Well, in the sense of if you're homeless, some of the women don't want to say that they're homeless. They don't want to say that they have children because they're afraid the county will take their children away from them. But for instance, yes. Particularly, let's say if a female veteran has a male child and you want to go to, say they're even willing to go to a shelter, but the shelter won't let that child stay on the side with the woman. They want the child to stay over with the men.
Okay.
So that's one deterrent. Those that are sleeping in their car, they don't want to go to shelters because the shelters don't provide a safe place to park their cars. They tell them to park on the street. And then you have the added issue of trust and security. A female vet, it could even be a male vet, may be deterred from going to a shelter because they don't know who they're going to be in a room with, or either transitional housing because they put two people in a room together. They don't know that other person. So their concern is security, particularly if they have those type of issues, which was why they got out of the military in the first place.
One more question I want to ask you. Do you see a different challenge in the female veterans or the female in the military now as opposed to when you was in and coming out?
Yes, with the, well, when I was in, we were still a little segregated from the guys in the respect that most of the time that I was in, we were in a female-only barracks. The last two years that I was in, then they moved us to, integrated us into a male barracks. And I think that's, personally, I think that's where some of the additional challenges lie. Not that there weren't challenges before, but I think those additional challenges lie. Now, for instance, when I was in, say, on an aircraft carrier, there weren't really women on the aircraft carrier. To give an example, they sent five of us women on an aircraft carrier for training. Well, we had armed guards. We were locked in at night. We were locked into our quarters. But now there's in San Diego, not too long ago, one of the ships pulled in, and there's 5,000 people on an aircraft carrier. Well, 2,000 of those were women now.
Whoa.
So that kind of blew me away, because I had never seen anything like that. So those are some of the differences that are going on now, especially with this particular conflict. More women are being put in the front line. Even if they're not quote unquote, their job is frontline, just the fact that you're over there is, you're at harm's way. And that goes for the male veterans too, but. Right.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Tell us your name again and your contact information for may have a veteran out there that needs this information. How do they contact
you? My name is Irene Cruz. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter as Veteran Cruz. My email address is vet.women@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you very much. It's Melvin Ishmael Johnson with the Coon Rhyme Report. You know, that's so interesting.